I was at a conference this last weekend, and one of the presentations was discussing land values, what they are, and where they're going. And we have a resource at K-State to help figure out what those numbers are. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, the resource that we have to determine land values is called the Kansas Land Values Book. Now, I have a link to this on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. And again, that publication is called the Kansas Land Values Book 2018. Now, it has a year 2018 on it because it's looking at the land sales that occurred across the state in 2018. What our ag economist Michael Taylor did was get permission from the Kansas Property Valuation Department to look at land sales that are reported at the local courthouses across the state. This information includes land that was traded both at auction and for private land sales. Because of this, we have a look at land that changed hands not at public auction. So we have information that could include both below market value or above market value sales that took place privately. She then combines that data to get the land values for irrigated, dry land, and pasture. Now, when I looked through the data for Northwest Kansas, it was showing several of the land values holding somewhat steady from the prior year, but down from the highest prices in 2013, 14, and 15. So here are some quick numbers for you. The total number of acres sold in 2018 in Cheyenne County was roughly 3,300. In Thomas County, around 7,700. In Sherman County, 5,700, and down in Wallace County, 1,500. Thomas County had the most land changing hands in the region. Now, how much was paid for that ground? Let's first talk about dry land. In Cheyenne County, the weighted average price for dry land was $1,200. In Thomas County, it was $2,214. In Sherman County, it was $1,806. And in Wallace County, it was $822. Now, that was for dry land. But I don't have numbers for you on irrigated ground because there were not enough individual pieces of ground that were sold. I do have some numbers for you on pasture or hay ground for both Cheyenne and Sherman counties. For Cheyenne County, the weighted average of the hay or pasture ground was $815, and in Sherman County, it was $1,806. Now, there's quite a bit more information on the Kansas Land Values book that I think you might be interested in, including land value trends and the frequency of prices paid for ground. You can get this publication on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy, or you can stop by the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. And don't forget to RSVP for the Farm Bill meeting that we have coming up in Goodland next Tuesday, August 27th. It doesn't cost anything to attend, but we'd like to have your RSVP so I have enough handouts. You can call your local extension office to RSVP, or you can also register online at my website.